So how did St. Helen find the cross? I'm sitting out here on the steps in Rome in front of the Holy Cross in Jerusalem Church. This church was built in 325 to house the true cross that Christ was crucified on. A lot of people find this legend to be dubious, and understandably so, but the legend and the tradition of finding the true cross is interesting. I want to share it with you, and you can make your own judgments. But St. Helen went to Jerusalem, and she met with the bishop there, and she asked to find the true cross. And it was buried in a well beneath a pagan shrine. The Romans had built and erected a shrine over the location of the crucifixion. She had it torn down. They went into the well, and there they found multiple crosses. Tradition says three crosses, allegedly the cross of Christ and the crosses of the two thieves. Well, of course, this poses a problem because you don't know which cross is the cross of Christ, and that's the one she wants. So they had a great solution for this. They found a sick person, and they touched the crosses to the invalid, to the sick person. And when one of the crosses healed the sick person, they knew that that was the true cross of Christ. And so that's the cross that she brought to Jerusalem, and it was housed in this holy church of the Holy Cross. And then much later, the Pope brought the main beam, the large piece of it, to St. Peter's Basilica, where it's enshrined near the high altar. But there are still pieces of the true cross inside this beautiful church, along with one of the nails, allegedly that was used in Christ. The two other nails, one was melted and made into the bridle of Constantine, and another one was placed in his crown, according to tradition. But one of them is still here, and you can see it. There are two thorns from the crown of thorns, and there's also the placard, allegedly, that was above Christ's head on the cross, and it's written in Hebrew, Greek, and Latin. And what I found really interesting about it, looking at it, I've studied Hebrew, I've studied Greek, I've studied Latin, so I'm able to look at it and discern it, is that the Hebrew says, Jesus of Nazareth, your king, whereas the Greek and Roman says, king of the Jews. So this is interesting. It's not something recorded in the Gospels, and to me, it kind of suggests authenticity. I don't know the full history of this relic, but it's interesting that the Hebrew would say, your king, because that's the one that would actually be read by the Jews there in AD 33. So here I am signing off in Rome. It's been a wonderful pilgrimage. Lots of pictures. If you want to see them, head on over to Facebook at Dr. Taylor Marshall, or follow me on Instagram. I'm putting up all the pictures there as well. God bless from Rome. Talk to you next time. Bye.